What's it going to be then, eh? There was me, that is Alex, and my three droogs, that is Pete, Georgie and Dim. Dim being really Dim. And we sat in the Corova milk bar, making up our russadocks, what to do with the evening. A flip, dark, chill winter bastard, though dry. The Corova milk bar was a milk plus mesto, and you may, oh my brothers, have forgotten what these mestos were like. Things changing so scorry these days, and nobody very quick to remember. Newspapers not being read much, neither. Well, what they sold there was milk plus something else. They had no license for selling liquor, but there was no law yet against prodding some of the new vestiges which they used to put into the old Molocco, so you could peat it with Velocet or Synthimesk or Drencrom, or one or two other vestiges which would give you a nice, quiet, hors-a-show 15 minutes admiring Bog and all his holy angels and saints in your left shoe, with lights bursting all over your mosque. Or you could peat milk with knives in it, as we used to say, and this would sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of dirty 20-to-1. And that was what we were peating this evening I'm starting off the story with. Our pockets were full of deng, so there was no real need, from the point of view of crasting any more Pretty Polly, to tolchock some old veck in an alley and vidy him swim in his blood while we counted the takings and divided by four, nor to do the ultra-violent on some shivering, starry, grey-haired pizza in a shop and go smecking off with the till's guts. But as they say, money isn't everything. The four of us were dressed in the height of fashion, which in those days was a pair of black, very tight tights with the old jelly mould, as we called it, fitting on the crotch underneath the tights. This being to protect, and also a sort of a design you could vidy clear enough in a certain light, so that I had one in the shape of a spider, Pete had a rooker, and that is. Georgie had a very fancy one of a flower, and poor old Dim had a very hound and horny one of a clown's litzo, face that is. Dim not ever having much of an idea of things, and being beyond all shadow of a doubt in Thomas, the dimmest of we four. Then we wore waisty jackets without lapels, but with these very big built-up shoulders, plechos we called them, which were a kind of a mockery of having real shoulders like that. Then, my brothers, we had these off-white cravats which looked like whipped-up kartoffel or spud, with a sort of a design made on it with a fork. We wore our hair not too long, and we had flip horror show boots for kicking.